The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Tuesday after the long weekend, let's shoot the breeze with Alex Center from the bigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you for asking. How are you and how are things on downtown Sydney Harbour?
Very nice.
Nice.
Thank you.
I see one of your dogs wouldn't climb down the stairs and that had to be picked up and lifted down the stairs.
Yes, he doesn't like stairs.
Doesn't like stairs, just lazy, I would suggest.
No, he gets scared looking down. He's okay going upstairs.
Okay.
I think he thinks he's going to fall.
Could you teach him that it's okay and going down's a lot easier than going up?
I tried to explain.
Speaking of dogs, it's our first subject matter to shoot the breeze on this morning. Geneticists are looking at why dogs are so friendly towards we humans. What's happening here, Alex?
Yeah, so this is all very interesting. So basically what we're seeing is researchers found that wolves, which is where dogs evolved from, shared the same sort of genetics as ancestors, and they didn't really show any good human communication skills. So they weren't very interested in engaging with humans. However, as humans have developed, so have dogs. And genetic changes have actually occurred that allowed dogs to be more domesticated. So what they've found is that social skills of a dog is more aligned with undiscovered genetic mutations as opposed to just dog breeds, you know, wanting to engage with us more. So they're more socially aware and they're more useful to humans because of this.
Okay, so don't revert back to a wolf, though, because they're not friendly at all.
Well, they're unlikely to be friendly, yes.
More than unlikely, I would think, Alex Center. Hey, speaking of surveys, which we weren't, but let's do that right now. And one of the loves of my life, exclamation marks. I love them. I use them a lot. But a survey has found where the experts are suggesting that we should be using more of them in our work emails.
Yeah, look, this is something that people are really interested in understanding, because a lot of people say it's unprofessional to use too many, you know, exclamation marks, and definitely, you know, maybe not great to use emojis, for example, but actually using those punctuation and emojis actually helps us to be better understood. So what psychologists are saying that it actually is leading to psychological fatigue when all we do is see big blocks of text messages, right? Or an email with a lot of text. But when you punctuate that text with an emoji or an exclamation mark or, you know, a question mark or whatever it might be, 97% of people in the survey said that they were more likely to engage with the email.
Right. Well, I'm going to start my emails off with 102 exclamation marks from now on.
Why 102?
Well, why not?
It's a bit much.
You think that's a little bit over the top?
I feel like it would be, you know, the whole email would just be emojis.
What about if I put them at the end? Would that be okay?
Can I block that part?
Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Let's wrap it up. Why are people scratching their expensive camera lenses to be part of a TikTok trend? What is this trend? And why are they doing this? This is ridiculous.
So this is a new trend where people take old school cameras. So we're talking like a Canon 50mm, you know, a big lens, and they're actually creating different looks on the photos by scratching the lens. They're not using filters that are available on Instagram or TikTok. They're actually manually scratching the lens with a rock so that they can get different looks.
Why are people so stupid?
So they're taking
why?
The rock to the
this
front
is
of the
my
lenses.
Question. Why are people so stupid? This is just ridiculous, Alex.
They're scratching the glass and then they're destroying their cameras. And this particular photographer who is leading this movement says it's absolutely worth it because her images look fantastic. However, I don't know if she's heard, but you know, there's this thing called filters.
Yeah, and they're free.
They're free.
These people have got more money than sense, I'm sure of it. This
I know.
Yeah. I won't be doing that. I've got a number of camera lenses that I will not be kind of getting out of their cases and having a crack at scratching them for the sake of a filter on a photo that I did myself.
I think that it's also a big, you know, move towards trying to be old school. You know how people are really into old records?
Yeah, I love my old record collection. Yeah.
But they're wanting to destroy it.
That's just silliness. Silly talk, silly talk, silly talk. Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Always a pleasure to shoot the breeze. We'll do so again next week.
Thank you so much.
3BA tax tips for